Now for an in-depth analysis of your product's database. Let's review your historical results and take the past 3 years into consideration. This will be an easier exercise for you, less cumbersome, if you are using a financial package such as Pastel or QuickBooks, because this data has already been captured there. The information you'll need can be seen in these spreadsheets. Open up a spreadsheet like Excel and insert in the first column the year, all your products or product categories into the next column, next their total turnover for the year, the next column their total gross profit for the year, then calculate the profit percentage of each product. This is the value of each of your products. This will help you to identify your profitable products. Also, if you have set the percentage you'd like to grow your business for the year, make sure each product is contributing to that percentage or more. Then calculate the percentage gross profit that each product or product category contributes to the total gross profit. Then make a note of the profitable products or product categories, because you can then package profitable products with popular ones. Also, make a note of the overall percentage each product or product category contributes to your total gross profit. You'll need this information for your sales target setting and when you are analyzing your competition. Now to identify your popular products. Again, open up a spreadsheet like Excel and insert the year in the first column, all your products or product categories into the next column by year, next their total turnover by year, and then calculate the turnover percentage of each product or product category by year that each product or product category contributes to your annual turnover. Now let's have a look at how the marketplace is responding to your products. Using the same information, create a graph by year, product, and percent of turnover. Look out for any products on the decline and find out why this is happening by visiting the customers buying this product. For example, are your customers moving to a competitor's product? Or is your product becoming unaffordable? Now you're looking for the most popular product, which is turnover, versus the most profitable product or product category, which is the gross profit. If we have a look at this graph based on these figures, this is the information being depicted. Product A is slow moving yet has a high profit. Product B is popular and profitable. Product C is less popular but very profitable, and product D's popularity is declining. Sometimes you can move your inventory by packaging a popular product with your profitable, slower moving product. So you may consider packaging product A with product B and product B with product C. You may also want to discontinue product D.